Harvest of winter wheat has begun in South Dakota. This season's winter wheat crop faced many challenges across the state, including a dry start, winter kill, and fungal diseases. Fusarium head blight, also called scab, became an issue for some wheat, and it's one that needs to be managed at harvest time. SDSU Extension plant pathologist Emmanuel Biamukama provides details.
Looking at fields that were scouted last week in several counties, we see a variable rate of severity for Fusarium head blight. And so it's important for producers to assess and have an idea of how much scab developed in their fields. And this is important because it may help them to set certain priorities when it comes to harvesting. For example, fields that have high scab or Fusarium head blight should be harvested last so that the grain does not contaminate the good grain from fields that had low scab.
Fungicides applied at flowering provide protection from scab. Fields left untreated may show signs of scab, which include bleached wheat heads.
The infected spikelets are going to be chalky white. Sometimes in the morning, you might see a pink discoloration, which is the fungus, which are the spores of the fungus on the parts of the head that are infected.
Fields with higher scab infections may be harvested with faster fan speeds on the combine to blow more infected kernels out. This can reduce discounts at the elevator, which are added because of the potential formation of a mycotoxin called DON in the wheat. Stripe rust was another wheat fungus that hit the region, but Biamukama says rust does not affect the grain itself. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.